Friday, a musician will showcase a new work based on her visit to the site of an Idaho Japanese internment camp during World War II. Frankie Barnhill got a preview of the piece and has this report.
There's a house in Garden City with strange noises happening inside. That instrument is called a crackle box. An experimental electronic artist, Gretchen Jude, is playing around with it. Jude is the artist in residence at Searle's Place this month. She's from Idaho, but has spent time in Japan and now lives in Hawaii, places that all come up in her newest piece, which Jude will debut tomorrow.
When I was in high school here, I didn't learn about the Japanese internment that happened. I was kind of shocked and a little irritated. I'm like, why didn't I learn about that? So I've been really wanting to delve into that history and go there.
Jude recorded sound from the Minidoka Japanese internment campsite in Jerome. One of the things she was surprised to hear there was an airplane flying low over nearby fields.
The crop duster that I could hear in the distance. And then you start thinking about, wow, the impact of aircraft in that time period.
The artist plans to reference World War II through archival newsreel audio, though she's more interested in showing than in telling in her art.
I don't ever want to make people feel something in my work, something specific. I don't ever want to say, this is sad and you're going to feel sad now and we're all going to feel sad together. For me, that is not my work.
Jude says the piece she's created at Searle's Place will be part of a larger body of work she'll develop in Hawaii. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.